Public opinion in Wyoming has radically shifted towards legalizing same-sex marriage in the last decade. Bills both legalizing and banning have been introduced in the state legislature, but nothing has passed. And lawmakers are slow to acknowledge the shift in public opinion. But as Wyoming Public Radio's intern Aaron Jones reports, the legislature might not be where the change happens.
State Representative Matt Green grew up without gay marriage on his mind.
I will admit it really never came up. Talking about what's going on in our lives, gay marriage wasn't a topic that came up at the dinner table.
He says he didn't know anyone who was out growing up. The first time he met someone who was gay was in the military, which he joined in 2001. But even then, they didn't talk about it.
And with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, never really asked, and people didn't tell because you didn't want to get anybody in trouble.
After leaving the military, he got into politics. There he realized it was time to develop a stance. At first, he thought civil unions were a fair compromise. But after seeing that more churches were performing gay marriages, he changed his mind. He recently voted on an unsuccessful effort to legalize gay marriage.
There's been a seismic shift within the people of Laramie and nationally regarding a support of gay marriage.
That's backed up by a Williams Institute poll that says support for gay marriage increased in Wyoming from 26% in 2004 to 41% in 2012. Jaron Artery says that Green is typical. He works with a group, Wyoming Equality, that advocates for legalization of gay marriage. Artery says the change has been largely propelled by more gays and lesbians coming out.
We found that's the quickest way to change hearts and minds and attitudes is by folks saying, you know what, I am here and I live in Wheatland, I live in Torrington, I live in Rock Springs, and we're here.
I represent a portion of Laramie. My son legally has two moms.
That's Representative Kathy Connolly. She's the only openly gay Wyoming legislator. Right now, Wyoming state law defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Connolly would like to see that change.
We change our statutes from saying marriage is a civil contract between a man and a woman to saying marriage is a civil contract between two natural persons. Voila, we have marriage equality.
But even without a change in the wording, Wyoming law currently recognizes marriages from other states. Connolly says that means all kinds of marriages, including same-sex marriages. But she'd like more clarity. But there are some legislators that Connolly is unlikely to persuade anytime soon.
My last name is Gay.
Representative Gerald Gay of Casper.
And when I'm out campaigning door-to-door, I have a card that I hand out, and it says Gay in great big white letters. Most people take a step back and look at me like, what are you trying to sell me here? And I have to explain, wait a minute, it's my name.
In the most recent legislative session, Gay introduced a bill that would ban same-sex marriage.
The Bible's very clear that marriage was instituted by God and was for one man and one woman and, you know, for creation of a natural family.
Nevertheless, Gay says he won't reintroduce the bill, and he doesn't think anyone else will either. He says the decision should be in the hands of the public, not the legislature.
Find a sponsor for your bill and bring it forth as a constitutional amendment, and that way it becomes a referendum.
That would be one way. More likely, a decision will come from the courts. Four same-sex couples sued Wyoming in March for legalization. Lawsuits to legalize gay marriage have recently been successful in several states, including Utah, Oklahoma, and Virginia. But action is at a standstill there because of the appeal process. Jaron Artery with Wyoming Equality is optimistic that the suit in Wyoming will be successful. A decision is pending. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Jones.